Martin briefly introduced me earlier, but I think I owe it to you all to give you a really brief update on my church army journey. So I'll just explain what I'm doing quickly. I'm in year two of three of a training program to become a commissioned evangelist with Church Army. And that consists of trips to Sheffield every couple of months to have an intensive training weekend. And in between that, there's assignments to do and placements and all that kind of thing to keep me busy and give me hands-on experience with evangelism. And obviously, I need to have a context to apply that to. So for me, that looks like volunteering with Aylesbury Town Chaplaincy, mainly on the Street Angels and the Healing on the Streets teams. Also, I'm a tree surgeon and landscape gardener full-time, and a lot of my evangelism happens at work. My colleagues have actually given me the name Jesus John, which I'll take as a compliment. I have also felt now sometimes sort of called towards prison chaplaincy, so that's the direction it always hopefully may go in. I'm looking to start volunteering within a local prison towards the end of this year so that I'm ready for wherever God wants to deploy me, whether that's full-time, part-time, completely voluntary, self-supported, whatever. It doesn't matter. I just want to sort of use this, use what gifts God might have given me in evangelism to serve his kingdom. And on the 8th of March, I ran Amersham Ultra Marathon, which was pretty brutal, to raise money for Church Army. And it's no pressure at all, but Just Giving page is still open. So if any of you feel you might want to donate, then that would be much appreciated, and speak to me afterwards. Any prayer you can offer me or my family as well during this time would be much appreciated. I really do value the support of this church family. Right, Genesis 22 is an example of God testing man, and Abraham passed his test in an inspirational way. I've broken this sermon up into three chunks, which sort of I want to briefly cover, and then hopefully there's a challenge in it by the end for us all. The sections are the promise, I'll remind you about what God promised Abraham, the test, how God tested Abraham, and the outcome and challenge for us. On the screen, hopefully, is the painting there? Yep, brilliant, okay. This is a painting called The Sacrifice by Harry Anderson. I love how it captures the moment before the angel of the Lord stepped in. The moment when I would say Abraham and Isaac were both completely surrendered to the Lord. This is a test for Abraham to reveal, I would say, his faith and to show the work that God has been doing in his life so far up until this point. And God has been obviously sort of feeding him through this time. It's been a bit of a roller coaster. We learned from Martin's sermons over the last few weeks, and also by just reading Genesis so far, that Abraham makes plenty of mistakes. But it's been a case of peaks and troughs. I'm sure some of you here that have been walking and journeying with the Lord for a number of years might liken your journey with the Lord to that of Abraham. Some of my fondest memories with my earthly dad and my heavenly father were on hills and mountains. One of which involved me, my dad, and 30 other blokes stripping down to our underpants and walking up a stream in the Scottish Highlands in the middle of winter as part of a weird, kind of quite obscure, but Christian, extreme character challenge. Now, I'm not comparing that to what Abraham and Isaac went through, but it felt like a big deal at the time. And it was something that was intended to encourage us to lean on God through the pain.